and Nick Burns knocked over the trees, then my capital has been limited. So I brought in a crew to cut up and split the dry wood. The trees were down that really created the nuisance. And there was a nuisance, there's no question about that. Number two, I had half the field, about 180 trees that were green. I was going to disc the property and then bring them down. Gary suggested in his ways, with his authority, that I cut the other remaining trees. I left the grass. Once again, I brought Mr. Burns back in with Dave's Caterpillar, and we knocked them over. We cut up the trees into firewood. I'm putting the brush in conjunction with the air pollution people who asked the green stuff should wait 6 weeks before you can burn it. So I've made two piles of each thing, and it's going to be in 2 weeks, 6 weeks. I have plan on removing all the split and cut firewood because I can sell it. I'm disking as I go, and I think the major part with Gary is that I've taken so long. I tried to do it myself, and I was wrong. I have some good people. Once again, Mr. Burns and Dave Graham helping me along using their big equipment. And what I'm here for is just to ask for 3 weeks that the abatement process is, I think Gary's going to court that he can bring people on and finish it up. Well, I've got 90% of it done. And that's all I'm here for is 3 weeks. I have photos of what has been done so that you can give you an idea on the property. They're on the screen. These are my brush piles. There's six brush piles, green and dry. But they asked me to wait. These are the piles of wood. And as you can see with caterpillars and tractors on it, there isn't that much grass, but there is some grass. Once again, another pile. And this is the open area after I've dissed that I'm getting weeded rid of any grass and that. And I realize that Gary has the power to do what he's doing.
Okay, Mr. Yonan, this is not an agenda item, so there isn't any action that we can take on it. But I'm going to ask Mr. Doering what he recommends we do going forward.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Chairman, we're aware of this situation and would note that we've been working with Mr. Sargon for approximately 2 years to resolve this particular matter. And about May of this year, it went to the Nuisance Abatement Hearing Board for a determination that the conditions on the property did constitute a nuisance, and that recommendation of the Nuisance Abatement Hearing Board was forwarded to your board on April 20th of this year. All along the way, at each step of the way, Mr. Sargon was notified of the pending actions before him and was encouraged to participate and attend, and in fact did attend the Nuisance Abatement Hearing Board meeting. He also was notified that this matter would come before the Board of Supervisors for their consideration and action to approve abatement of the nuisance. At that time, Mr. Sargon opted and chose not to participate in that particular meeting, and that would have been the appropriate time for Mr. Sargon to request an extension of time to demonstrate his compliance with the abatement procedures that were undertaken by the Agricultural Commissioner. At this time, since the board has acted on this matter on April 20th to authorize the abatement, and that's underway, at this point I do not believe that the board has any further actions to be taken on this matter. You're correct that the board cannot act on this matter this evening because it was not on the agenda, and delaying it to a future meeting would mean that for consideration of an extension would not be appropriate. At this point, I would suggest that Mr. Sargon's options are to seek legal counsel to see if there's some remedies that might be taken in Superior Court. I would also note that if Mr. Sargon's asking for an extension until September 7th, that it's unlikely that the Ag Commissioner will be able to resolve this matter and undertake any abatement proceedings before that date. And I would submit that if there's nothing for Mr. Or the Ag Commissioner to abate at the time that he goes out there to undertake such work, that there would be no abatement. And so Mr. Sargon certainly has up from today on into the future to resolve any abatement issues. My understanding also is that he could work with the Ag Commissioner. I don't believe that the Ag Commissioner has any heartache or problem with the pile staying on the property, that the at least until maybe later this fall or winter when the conditions are better for burning. But the primary concern at this point, not only to Mr. Sargon's property, but to the adjacent agricultural parcels, is the rodent problem. And those need to be addressed immediately. And that's what can no longer wait. So if Mr. Sargon has a solution and can work with the Ag Commissioner's office to resolve that within the next 3 weeks, I'm sure the Ag Commissioner would be happy to do so. With that, that's all the comments I have. I don't believe there's any action for the board to take today or in the future. I think it's up to the Agricultural Commissioner to implement the authority granted to it to proceed with the abatement if and when that's appropriate to proceed. I would defer to the Agricultural Commissioner's office to any further comments about the status of the abatement procedures being taken. And I noticed that Milton's in the audience that might want to comment on anything to enlighten this board or Mr. Sargon in that regard.
Which this is not intended as a dialogue, so that pretty much concludes what we're going to do here today.
I just have one comment.
Yeah, one comment.
Gary informed me of the board meeting, and he said there was no reason for me to attend, and that's why I didn't attend it. He's a very credible man, but he did tell me that, and I missed any opportunity. And the rodent problem, Gary has supplied me with bombs for the squirrels, and I've addressed it very well. It's also a neighbor problem, and Gary has informed me he will look into that. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Yonan.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that has public comment on items not on the agenda? Okay, seeing no one, we thank you for that, and we'll move to the consent calendar, which are all the items listed on the agenda that have an asterisk beside them, and with one motion and action, we will approve those unless someone asks to have something pulled. Okay, we have a motion for approval for Supervisor Monteith, second from Supervisor O'Brien. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0 to approve our consent calendar. We have one scheduled matter tonight, 6:35 p.m., the public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval of Community Plan Amendment Number 2009-01 and Rezone Application Number 2009-01. Pelindale Commercial, a request to amend the Salida Community Plan and zoning designation of an 8.71-acre parcel from Highway Commercial Plan Development to Plan Development and Rezone expired to a new PD to permit construction of 107,000 square feet of new building for retail and drive-through businesses on property located at the northeast corner of Pelindale Avenue and Sisk Road in the Salida area. Mr. Ford.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Please give us a report.
Actually, I will not be giving you the report. Rachel Wise, our assistant planner, will be. This is the second of four general plan amendment meetings that we normally schedule during the year. We have two additional ones. Typically, we hold one in December, and we may be holding a special one sometime in September or October. So with that, Rachel, take it away.
Good evening, members of the board. Chairman Grover, this is Rachel Wise with Stanislaus County Planning. We're here tonight with Community Plan Amendment 2009-1 and Rezone 2009-1 Pelindale Commercial. It is a request to amend the Salida Community Plan of an 8.71-acre parcel from Highway Commercial Plan Development to Plan Development to rezone the expired PD 151 to a new PD to improve a conceptual schematic site plan and to permit construction of 107,000 square feet of new buildings for retail, commercial, and drive-through businesses. The property is located at the northeast corner of Pillendale Avenue and Sisk Road in the Salida community area. It is also, it has a general plan of planned development and is flanked by the city of Modesto to the east and to the south. You can see the sphere of influence line. It is in the existing Salida community plan and was not modified by the new community plan adopted in 2007, so we can take action on this project, and it currently, again, has the community plan of HCPD, which we are trying to amend. The current expired zoning is PD 151, and you can see in the slide that there are currently access easements in place to access this property through the light here on Pillendale. This would be the Costco and access easements up to the north of the property. This is an aerial, 2006 aerial of the photo. It shows Costco building. Again, you can see those access lines. The driveways are actually in place, however, and they've been installed, but there's bollards right there to protect people from leaving the Costco and driving around into the strawberry patch. The project is not in Modesto's sphere of influence, but is adjacent on the east and south sides. Development standards have been added requiring conformance with city design, signage, and landscaping criteria to the greatest extent possible. This is due to a possibility of future annexation and to provide aesthetic consistency in the area. That possibility comes from their will-serve letter for City of Modesto Water. They had to waive the right to protest future annexation. Although they must conform to the greatest extent possible with the City of Modesto development standards, final approval will be up to the county planning director and or designee. This is the revised site plan that was provided. The revisions took place when the applicant dedicated the property right here on Pellendale to the City of Modesto, and they improved this with curb gutter and sidewalk and installed a right turn lane and upgraded the light. And the other change was the splitter island for right in, right out access. This is a conceptual elevation, which was designed with City of Modesto standards in mind. Staff believes the permitted or the proposed uses are consistent with the neighboring Northgate Village Shopping Center. Permitted uses are a large retail wholesale store, restaurants and eateries, various small-scale retail businesses, and similar uses. The development schedule, which have phase one bringing water and sewer to the site by June of 2014, phase two, they would complete underground infrastructure and off-site improvements by June of 2015, and phase three would include construction proposed buildings completed by June of 2022. The project was referred to the Salida MAC as part of the environmental review and the public hearings. A member of the MAC approached staff with concerns regarding the intersection's ability to handle additional traffic. There is a project in the works, the Sisk Road Pellendale Avenue interchange. It's a joint between Caltrans, City of Modesto, and Stanislaus County Public Works, with City of Modesto taking the lead. They're in the planning and environmental stages. They are collecting PFS fees towards that interchange, and again, they recently installed a dedicated right turn lane and fixed the light there. In order for the general plan to be approved, the general plan amendment, which is the community plan amendment, they must find the community plan amendment will maintain a logical land use pattern without detriment to existing and planned land uses. The county and other affected government agencies will be able to maintain levels of service consistent with the ability of the government agencies to provide a reasonable level of service, that the community plan amendment is consistent with overall goals and policies of the general plan, and that the community plan is consistent with the overall goals and policies of the Salida community plan. To approve the rezone, the Board of Supervisors must find the proposed plan development zoning is consistent with the general plan designation of plan development, and approval of the community plan amendment is consistent with the Salida community plan. At its regularly scheduled meeting of June 3, 2010, after a public hearing, the Planning Commission on a 5-0 vote recommended the board approve the project as outlined in the board report. And staff is available for questions.
Any questions of staff? Supervisor Chiesa.
The access, if you go back to the access, I look on the back, it's on the back side of Lowe's and Costco, I believe, along the canal. That's one of the accesses?
One of the access easements has already been dedicated as part of the development of the Lowe's property and the Costco property.
So that's not there's not a building on that property? Yeah. And just that light that's there?
No, that's concrete.
That's concrete. Okay. Looked like a part of the building. All right.
Okay. And just confirming, even though it's adjacent to the sphere of influence of Modesto, is not part of the sphere of influence of Modesto.
It is not within the sphere of influence of Modesto.
So all of the standards that the city of Modesto would require would not necessarily be applicable to this property?
Typically, no, it would not. But because it is adjacent to this development, it is directly adjacent to the sphere, and we did receive a letter from the city of Modesto during the environmental review process. We and the applicants worked together with the city to develop a condition of approval, or sets of conditions of approval that ensure that it stays consistent with the development along Pellendale. It does not have to, it is not required to comply with the city of Modesto standards, although the city does provide water to the site, and in order to obtain a will serve letter from the city, the city can provide some conditions of approval for that serving of the water.
Okay. As far as you know, do the building square foot densities and the parking densities meet the city of Modesto standards?
They're very close. And as they
is that
come,
no?
It is. They I don't know if they meet the city of Modesto standards at this point. They meet our standards.
Okay.
When they come in for a building permit and ask for the first building to be built, we will take that building permit and the site plan to the city of Modesto, have them review it for their standards, let us know whether or not it meets their standards. The plan is to have them meet parking standards, design standards, setback standards of the city of Modesto. Ultimately, because it's not within the city and it's not within the sphere, it's our, as the county's, determination on whether or not it does meet those standards, or whether or not we can accept what it is that they're proposing to do. So it's not like the city of Modesto has the final say-so on it. They just tell us whether or not it is consistent with their standards. We're going to ensure this, we've got conditions in here that basically say thou shalt comply with the city of Modesto standards, and we're going to ensure that they do.
Okay. Supervisor Montes, did you have something?
Okay.
Since this is the public hearing, I'm going to go ahead and open up public hearing now and invite the applicant to make a presentation and anybody that cares to comment following that.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Norman Sorries. I'm Vice President of Planning and Development with Wright Development, and we're located at 1620 North Carpenter Road in Modesto. I also have Rick Mummert with Benchmark Engineering, Principal of Benchmark Engineering, with us here if there's any technical questions to ask also. Again, we've the Bright Development has owned the property for a number of years, and we feel that definitely this is a compatible use for the area. We're definitely surrounded by commercial and industrial uses, of course, to the east and to the south. We believe that the site has great potential. We're located at a major intersection of Pellendale and Sisk Road. There's great visibility for traffic. Indicated in the staff report, our site is surrounded by the existing commercial industrial uses through the parking, Costco parking lot. The two access easements that were spoken of earlier are reciprocal easements. They're recorded and they were part of the City of Modesto approval process, so those are in effect. We also have access off Sisk Road. We're going to have a right-in, right-out access off Sisk Road to comply with county and city standards at the intersection. Definitely this is a classic infill site. We're very excited about this. We've had definitely a number of inquiries over the years on this site here for the commercial and retail type uses. We've got a concept development plan that states 107,000 square feet. Again, this is going to be tenant driven in terms of who comes, if we can get an anchor in there as time goes on here, but we look forward to see the development occur on the site. One thing that we're definitely going to note that with the approval of this project, we definitely believe that this is going to create great business opportunities, jobs, and also tax revenue to the county. So we feel that it's definitely a suitable site, use for the site. I want to thank staff, definitely with Rachel and Kurt and Angela Freitas. We work very closely with them. They've done a great job kind of ironing out a lot of the give and take, with it, especially with the city of Modesto, because we are adjacent to them. We understand that. We know that we have to be compatible with the existing uses. We feel that as time goes on, our development is going to, you know, either exceed or match what's going on around the area. So we definitely are very sensitive about the design standards and meeting all the requirements that we have in the conditions of approval. So we definitely concur with the staff report. We concur with conditions. And we respectfully request your approval of this project. And ending note, if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you.
I don't see any questions. Thank you. Anyone else care to address the board?
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board. My name is Dave Romano. I'm a civil engineer with Newman Romano in Modesto. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. I have a few brief comments regarding this application. I'm here this evening on behalf of John Johansson, Dan Costa, who own the adjacent approximately 35-acre North Point Shopping Center, and to express at least some concerns regarding this application, its layout and design. First off, I think it's important for the board, as you look at the adjacent piece of property, you'll notice that it has about quarter mile or so substantial frontage along Pellendale Avenue, substantial frontage along Chapman, two traffic signals, all were constructed by the adjacent piece of property. Cross easements were provided, but there were expectations regarding how cross access would occur between the two properties that they would be adequate. One of the concerns that we have is with respect to the future process, city standards, county standards, and how those are going to be implemented. And so let me mention to you kind of a couple of those concerns. First off, this is a site that's about 8.71 acres, has 107,000 square feet on it. It nominally meets the county parking standard, but it doesn't meet the city of Modesto parking standard. And there's a condition that states that the site plan will be modified to meet the city parking standard, but it doesn't necessarily identify that process and how input will be put into that process. When we developed the Costco adjacent to this, it's 155,000 square feet, and we provided one parking space for every 200 square feet, not one for every 300 square feet. Tenants drive parking, and parking is value in a shopping center. On the other side of Chapman, we've approved two similar types of shopping centers that have 540 and 590 parking spaces. This site's about the same size, but it only provides 414 parking spaces. And what that means is as this site develops out, and if it develops to this full building intensity, that not only will there be traffic moving across the adjacent site, but there'll actually be spillage on the parking onto the existing site that would take up parking from the Costco and other users, and that is value to the tenants and value to the landlords. And so we're concerned that the site is slightly overbuilt and underparked, and that if it builds out to its full intensity, it will have an impact on the adjacent development. In addition, there are two mitigation measures on the project that also require that the site be re-reviewed and redesigned. One of those is mitigation measure 63, says that pedestrian access cross easements or pedestrian access ways should be provided. Mitigation measure 65 actually requires a future study regarding on-site driveway vehicles, delivery vehicles, and how they're going to get through the site. And so as an adjacent tenant, while we understand the desire to proceed forward with zoning, what appears to us is that the board has a draft site plan. Condition number 63 even talks about the final site plan, and our question then becomes, when is the final site plan? What will the final site plan look like? Will we have an opportunity to look at those delivery truck access studies, the parking standards, how that process will occur, so we as an adjacent landowner can have input, and then who ultimately will make the decisions regarding approving that. We are proud of our shopping center. It's a high-quality shopping center. We understand there's going to be retail use adjacent to us. We want it to be of a similar quality because two high-quality developments next to each other will be success for all of us. And we want to make sure that there is that level of success. This site plan, in the conditions alone, requires three modifications before a final site plan is approved. And so we need clarity on what that process is, clarity on our ability to have input in that process to make sure that our center continues to be as successful as it is, as well as this center into the future. So those are our comments. We're certainly available to answer any questions. I appreciate the board's time on this matter.
Okay. It would have been helpful to have those comments to the Planning Commission so that they were resolved by the time we got to this point.
Thank you, Supervisor. And I understand, and my clients who get this notice provide notice to me. When I saw it on the board agenda, we huddled over the weekend. We looked at it quickly. And so to the extent that I'm here at the last moment, I apologize, but hope that doesn't minimize my comments and their appropriateness. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Mr. Ford, is there a way that those issues can be addressed in a more concrete manner?
I can actually address most of them this evening, if you'd like.
Okay, please.
On condition of approval number 56, that would be on page I believe it's 23 of the Planning Commission staff report of the development standards. There is a process that's defined that says all development plans shall be provided to the City of Modesto for verification of conformance prior to issuance of any building permit and or approvals. Ultimately, the Stanislaus County Planning Director or his designee is given the authority to make the final approval of the site plan here because it is within Stanislaus County jurisdiction and not within the City of Modesto. So when a development plan does come in, and the issue on why don't we have a final site plan, it has to do with the timing on this. They've asked for essentially a few years to put the underground utilities in and a few years to bring the sewer line down on Sisk Road to provide sewer to the site from Salida Sanitary. They need a few years to do that, and then they're looking at about a 7-year oversight development schedule for this. And the thought was that given market conditions, given the unknown numbers of tenants that they're going to have in here, and given our experience in these types of commercial developments, it really does depend on the type of tenant and the size of building that they need. We really are not sure how the ultimate design is going to be. Sometimes some tenants have specific desires or specific requirements for their building that aren't necessarily known at the time of approval. We have to know when they come in with a building permit. The idea is to limit an absolute maximum of 107,000 square feet of commercial building. As far as the parking compliance is concerned, right now you look at parking pursuant to either the number of fixed seats in a restaurant or a facility or the number of square feet. And on the basis of the City of Modesto's standards, if you use the fixed seating, they're off by 7 parking places right now. If you use square footage, you're off by a little bit more, I think upwards of 20 parking places. So what we're trying to do is allow the flexibility for the developer to be able to market the piece of property for different tenants that would be appropriate within that list of allowable uses, and also have the ability to modify the site plan as necessary during that time when those specific tenants come in and have their specific requirements. Certainly, the process that we're going to be following is a development will come in, they want to build a building, it'll come to our department, we're going to forward that directly to the Community Development Director of the City of Modesto to find out whether or not they comply with the City of Modesto standards within that site plan and for the building permit.
And you feel that if the city comes back and says, no, this does not comply with our parking standards, we need less square footage or more parking places, then that would be a condition that would be imposed at the time?
That would be a condition that would be imposed at the time that we're going to take it back to the applicant. The process, I would assume, is going to be we take it back to the applicant. Here's the city's response to it.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it.
Yeah. And I understand that you want a maximum flexibility for the property owner to be able to market this and get a tenant in there. And I'm sure that the adjacent piece understands that. But I'm sympathetic to the concerns that they have of having different standards on either side of this driveway, and we'll probably all shop there, and if it's a Saturday afternoon, you're probably not going to find a parking place.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
And that's why condition number 56, 57, 58, all those conditions from the City of Modesto are added into this. These development standards very, very clearly state that thou shalt comply with the City of Modesto mm-hmm. standards. That is our intention.
Am I understanding correctly, though, that you're approving the major construction here, but as additional units are put on, they have to come back and get it approved anyway? Is that correct?
They're going to be pretty hard-pressed to put on any additional square feet other than 107,000 square feet of commercial use.
Okay, so that takes care of the whole thing as far as... Mm-hmm. But you're trying to work with as much flexibility as possible, and... as you stated, though, if they came in and they were short 10 parking spaces and that became an issue, then the adjustment would be made in additional space or smaller square footage. So that does have to be addressed before they could go on with the process.
Correct? Absolutely.
Well, then I think basically that takes care of the situation and the fact that there's a second qualification. Regardless of what they want to do, if it doesn't fit, they have to make adjustments.
If it doesn't comply with the City of Modesto's standards,
that's what I'm saying.
To make it comply with the City of Modesto.
So there's already a safeguard in effect.
those are the conditions. That was the intent of those conditions from both the county planning and city of Modesto.
Since this didn't come up with planning commission, I thought it appropriate that we talk it through. Is there anyone else in the audience that would care to comment on this item? If seeing no one, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the board for any further discussion or a motion.
If there's no further discussion, I move to approve.
We have a motion by Supervisor Monteith.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Kaza. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we go to correspondence, please.
This board has received a notice from the Modesto Irrigation District and the Turlock Irrigation District regarding the relicensing of the Don Pedro project.
Refer to the Department of Public Works.
This board has received a letter from the State of California Department of Public Health regarding the ongoing investigation of several former and current dry cleaners in the Modesto area.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received a letter from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding the use of Neighborhood Stabilization Program funding by September 19, 2010.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a notice from the San Francisco Planning Department regarding the availability of and intent to adopt a mitigated negative declaration for the rehabilitation of the existing San Joaquin water pipelines located in Tuolumne, Stanislaus, and San Joaquin counties.
Refer to the Department of Public Works.
This board has received a copy of the financial statements June 30, 2009 from the West Side Community Healthcare District.
Refer to the Auditor Controller.
This board has received a copy of the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District's 2010 and 2011 adopted budget.
We acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received the Stanislaus County Civil Grand Jury Final Report 2009-2010.
Likewise, we acknowledge receipt of this report.
This board has received a letter from the County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters requesting the Board of Supervisors member to participate on the election observer panel for the upcoming City of Houston Municipal Special Recall election on Tuesday, August 24, 2010.
We accept the invitation. Who is going to attend for us?
Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to do it.
Okay.
If anybody else wants to, it's fine with me.
First dibs for you, Supervisor Kaza, since it's about a mile and a half from your house. Would you like to do it, or would you like Supervisor DeMartini to do it?
Both can do it.
I believe you both can do it if you'd like to.
You go ahead.
That's not an efficient use of manpower, but whatever you want to do.
That's all right.
We'll send up the invitation and then we'll work it out.
Okay. This board is to see the following. The claims is noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports tonight? Okay, seeing none, we will ask our Chief Executive Officer for a Legislative, Fiscal, and Management Report.
Just a couple of very brief comments. SCR 54, which is a cog deal bill, passed out of the State Senate unanimously, naming the North County Corridor after Kirk Lindsay, who is a prominent supporter of and champion of transportation in Stanislaus County and throughout the San Joaquin Valley. I'm very happy to see this occur. I'd also like to note that the FMAP extension passed Federal House and Senate. That's important because there's funding provided to the state of California, which will benefit some programs here in Stanislaus County and directly benefit a couple of programs in our CSA agency. One final comment this evening in the consent agenda, you did pass an agreement with SEIU Local 521, one of our bargaining units. I would like to note that this agreement does include Tier 2 retirement benefit for the membership, which is consistent with the board's directive to begin moving back to a more manageable, more sustainable retirement system for future employees.
Yep. Thank you. Prior to adjourning the closed session, we'll ask Mr. Dorian to outline our responsibilities.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have a closed session this evening, this conference with a labor negotiator pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. The agency negotiator is Richard Robinson, and the labor organization is the Stanislaus County Deputy Probation Officers Association. We do not expect a report out.
Okay, thank you for your attendance. This meeting is adjourned.